Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, well, well. Can't say that jumped out at you and didn't bite you. I knew it did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We gonna hold up on that, y'all. We gonna hold up on that for the simple reason. I just want y'all to know what tonight's show is about. Tonight's show, Politics and You. As I was sitting here pondering, I got that word from two different places today as I was meditating, so I'll get back to y'all on that one if necessary. But as I was sitting here pondering about what not to discuss on the Ask Uncle Billy show this evening, I thought, what's relevant and funny? Donald Trump jumped at me like a pack of hyenas. The funniest part about this, however, is he's actually serious. Yeah, I don't care about, regardless of what you all say about this man, he's a maneuver, man. You know, he's maneuvering his way through a maze of traffic. Done hired him a lot of friends. Y'all talking about money can't buy your love. They love him because they giving it up. Left hand, right hand, everything else. And so, but he's actually serious. You know, I thought at first he was going to get in, see how he fit in, and then say, well, shit. I got enough money, I got enough so-called power, but you know, like I keep trying to tell folks, they tell you this real early in life so that you will be very careful around power mongrels. Power mongrels, you all, is somebody that's almost got it all already. He's got everything a human being with any kind of great intentions or good intentions could already have. Yo, he's after the power now. So, with that being said, remember, power corrupts. Daddy them taught us that when, boy, every time you got too much power, you're a problem. But power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So ain't no other way to put it. Ain't no other way to look at it. Now, friends and enemies alike know not to give power to an angry man. So if you are so filled with hatred of other people, remember, he dislikes everybody, not just not if he got any friends. Because, you know, you can't trust him. But, you know, just goes to show. Watch how angry he gets when he loses. Tonight's show begins at 7 o'clock p.m. I was on time. So call in to 1-323-870-3963 with your thoughts and opinions. But please, vote. Holler. I say that at the end of the show, too, because I love to holler. Whoop the queen for that 15. But until that time, y'all, I'm going to play y'all another song or two and let y'all kind of languish about on the mistakes that you all are making. You're not fully seeing the picture, and it's going to cost y'all. It really is. This man wants that power, y'all. If you don't think he's faking, just keep on, and it will come to you. I don't have a schedule of how I'm playing these tonight. I am hurting, y'all.
Thank you.
Can't keep forbidden fruit on the shelf too long. Somebody gonna see it, gonna know what it is. And say that's forbidden fruit. So you don't believe what I'm saying. On the shelf. See, the key word was forbidden. When this election came up, they found out they didn't have nobody to run for the GOP. And folks was looking around, didn't have nobody that they could blame it on. You know, the guy that had, they don't even call his name no more. The former Speaker of the House. See, y'all just wait till the last minute to say, ooh, I'm going to vote this year without knowing anything about these folks, without making them pass. Well, see, when we was coming up, in order to vote when I was young, my mother and them had to pass the poll tax test. And if they might have anything on there. Who was Snoop Dogg, ain't he? That didn't live in the United States. Y'all don't hear me, but those were the laws back then. And if y'all want them same laws back then, let Donald Trump win. Y'all gonna have that and worse. He told, keep telling y'all, I'm gonna bring back the risk and arrest law. Yeah. Risk you because you black. Y'all don't hear me, but you know, I'm gonna tell the truth. I play this record here just so I will complain.
Thank you, Lord. Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But y'all to thank God for bringing you this far. Y'all to thank God for bringing you from the man on way.
Make them foolish ass statements. And I'm highly confrontational when it comes to being a fool. Because, you know, you fool me once, my fault. Fool me yours, fool me twice, your fault. And that's just all it is to it. But, you know, to each his own, you know, according to what you want out of it, according to what you get out of it. You might be like some of these poor broke black folk think they done made it, you know, because they got a good job. When you got a job, you working for somebody else. When they change their mind or leave the country or whatever else, anything can happen. So, you know, y'all can't give me no excuses good enough to tell me why you would vote for Donald Trump. And that's just bottom line. That's all it is to it. So, but if you think you can, call me up. The number is 323-870-3963. Call it. Tell me. And be excited. Be excited when you tell me that, you know, and I won't beg the differ, because I got faith. I got more than just regular faith.
Yeah. This is the ultra responsive, accurate feeling.
I got faith. What they said, the faith of the mustard seed.
that say, not only am I sick, but I'm in trouble.
Whatever your slowest day is when you already invite them over. you know, make sure that you got them loud mouths that's going to talk and say what they feel. He said, yeah, I like that. So I was supposed to get up and call him tomorrow. I went up to the hat shop last Friday, man, bought me four new hats. Yeah, man, what are you doing? I got to make some changes. Hold on one second. Yeah, I know y'all like that one, but guess what? You don't really like this one if I can catch back up with her, him. No. All I've been doing, man.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I want to hear the rest of this.